It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The legislature came out with a proposed UW budget, and it reflects two different views of higher education. Republican leaders say the budget is fiscally responsible and focuses on job training. Democrats say it is a dismantling of the Wisconsin idea of inculcating people with critical thinking skills. Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter has been covering this, and she's with us this morning. Laurel, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
I should note that your full name is Laurel White, and you are our state capitol reporter. So briefly, what does the budget for the UW system call for?
So this budget proposal, which was released this week by the UW system, calls for about $108 million in a spending increase over the next 2 years. So that's a pretty hefty increase compared to their last request. The last request was only a $42.5 million increase, for a little context. It's kind of broken into two big pieces. $82.5 million of that funding bump is for these new performance-based measures that people may have heard about. And then $25 million is for these capacity-building programs that are aimed at specific things like, expanding science and health programs, things for high-demand careers in Wisconsin.
So talk to me about what the performance measures are.
Yeah, so these are really interesting. The legislature approved these in consultation with the UW system earlier this year, and they're pretty controversial. So they're performance measures that schools have to hit. Benchmarks that they have to meet in order to get the funding. So that $82.5 million that I mentioned before, that will be paid out if schools don't meet these benchmarks. Now, schools helped come up with the benchmarks. They're for things like graduation rates, retention rates, things like that, things that they say they want to do well, and the legislature says we need more accountability and transparency for things like that.
Do you? I feel like higher education or education in general has been fighting against that, this sort of like business accountability thing. Do they go together? Are there people who say that, no, you have to go get an education to learn things, not to necessarily take tests?
That's pretty much exactly what part of the Democratic argument was this week, Carrie. So Democrats came out. I spoke to one in particular who really focused on this issue, Katrina Shanklin, who's from Stevens Point, and she's a member of the State Budget Committee. So, of course, they review all of these budget proposals, edit them, pass them, send them to the full legislature. So they're very important in this budget process. And she said that she feels like this UW system proposal is catering too much to Republican policy goals that have been in the legislature for the past several years, things like focusing on business development, workforce development, these kind of business-like outcomes in these performance-based measures. And she says that she feels like the budget is not necessarily reflective of what schools actually need and what she's been told schools need. She thinks that it's maybe angling a little bit too much at those political goals.
And what has she been told that schools need?
Well, she referenced specifically, folks may remember this, those 13 majors that are proposed to be cut at UW Stevens Point.
Yeah.
So that's obviously a big issue for her. That's in her area. And she says that if we have money to be investing in the UW system, we need to be supporting these programs that are being cut, rather than tying money to specific things, like expanding health and science programs, for example.
So what I'm hearing, maybe what I'm hearing, is that there's a disconnect between we need to teach people critical thinking skills and we need to teach people specific job skills. Is there any way that those two things can come together?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, I feel like I spoke with the two co-chairs of the budget committee this week, too. That's Senator Alberta Darling and Representative John Nygren. And, you know, they said, Darling in particular said that she thinks most people in Wisconsin would agree that we need to focus on growing Wisconsin's workforce in these high demand areas, science, technology, healthcare, and that it makes sense to to harness the power of UW's system to help grow the state economy, that that's just logical. And what Nygren said is that he believes that the investments in the school in general, that it's doing well. He pointed out, you know, this is still a desirable place for students to go, whether they're from Wisconsin or they're from out of state. The UW system is still very well respected. Obviously, it's still doing well. So they're arguing that they can have a well-rounded university system with a specific focus on these things that the Wisconsin economy needs.
And the healthcare expansion capacity, is there a strategy here? Is this really, let's get people out into the workforce? Or is there some other sort of larger strategy?
I mean, I think that that's the specific goal here. And it's very interesting, actually, to look at each school has specific proposals for doing things to feed these high demand majors, career paths, whatever you want to call them. So I have a huge document with all these examples, but just so people can kind of, it's not abstract. For example, at the UW-Madison, they want to increase faculty in computer science programs. The UW-Milwaukee wants to add new programming in areas like artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And the UW-Barron County wants to create a Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. So those are things that don't exist right now that, that there's a push saying we need more people doing these things in Wisconsin. So here's funding to do that, to create these programs so people can graduate with these degrees and hopefully then stay in Wisconsin after they graduate and work here.
Okay, so is there incentive to create these programs at the university, or the universities, I should say. Part of this $82 million, is that going to also include incentives for students to go into these majors, perhaps scholarships?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is... so. Not necessarily part of this budget proposal, but some people might remember that the governor just proposed a set of new tax breaks and incentives at the beginning of his general election campaign. And one of those is a $5,000 over 5-year tax credit for college graduates who live and work in Wisconsin in these high-demand fields. So it's clear that this is part of kind of the policy coming out of the Capitol to support and incentivize young people to study these subjects, to get jobs in these fields, and to stay in Wisconsin when they do.
So the governor obviously is in a reelection campaign. Does his opponent, Tony Evers, say anything about this?
Well, Evers obviously is a big education guy. He's the state school superintendent. Mm-hmm. So I think his biggest pushback on this budget proposal is that they haven't done something that's called fund the freeze. So the UW system has had a tuition freeze for the past several years. And what a number of Democrats are pushing for is to increase state funding to compensate for tuition not going up over the past several years. They say that you're sort of squeezing the university because costs go up. And if tuition isn't going up, then that's detrimental to university programs. And that's a big thing that Evers has pointed to and said, if we're going to continue the tuition freeze, which is part of the plan in this budget proposal, we need to put more money into the system.
And this is the $250 million that has been cut from the budget, this tuition freeze?
That's a whole separate thing. So that $250 million was cut in the 2015-2017 state budget. But there's also been, prior to that, a tuition freeze that was instated. So students wouldn't be paying more out of their pockets. The governor and others have pushed for that thing and make school more affordable. But a lot of people have been saying, well, the university's being squeezed because of that.
We've been talking about the UW budget with Laurel White, who is WPR's state capitol reporter. This story is going to have many iterations, and we're going to wrangle Laura to join us for the twists and turns in the future. Laurel, I started off the week with you. I'm ending the week with you. Thank you for being on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.